This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan رسول الله حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. We praise Him, seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness and His guidance. We seek refuge in Allah azza wa jal from the evil of our own souls and from our own wrongdoings. Whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whoever Allah Azza wa Jalla allows to go astray, no one can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone. He has no partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqu Allah haqqa tuqatih. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, He teaches us, O believers, fear or be mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal as you ought to be. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And make sure that you do not die except in a state of Islam, in a state of submission. In a state of tawheed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuhalladhina, Ya ayyuhannasu attaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa wa attaqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. O mankind, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from a single soul and from it he created its mate and from them both. created many men and women, so be mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal, and be mindful of the rights of your kinship. Be mindful of Allah and the rights of your kinship, through whom you demand your mutual rights, for Allah Azza wa Jal is watching over you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, O believers, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and watch what you say. Make sure that whatever you say is the right word. Make sure that it's true, it's accurate. And if you do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify your affairs. And Allah will forgive you your sins, and whoever believes in Allah and His Messenger and obey them will indeed triumph. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. It is reported on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الإيمان لا يخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب فاسألوا الله أن يجدد الإيمان في قلوبكم. It is reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that iman, faith wears out within an individual. In our hearts, this faith of ours, as clothes wear out, when you put on your clothes and you use them on a regular basis, what happens to them? They wear out. So iman likewise wears out. It runs thin. It deteriorates, or it weakens over time. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to renew our faith, or ask Allah azza wa jal to renew faith, iman, in our hearts. إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ. Iman wears out within yourself. If you do not do something about it, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not replenish, rejuvenate, and revive or renew that iman, if you do not engage in actions, if you're not committed to a lifestyle that is conducive to the renewal of your iman will wear out, and before you know it, you'll be stripped of your faith. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us seasons and opportunities for that iman to be renewed. You see, Allah Azza wa Jal does not benefit anything from this congregational prayer of ours. If everyone in the world was to gather at this moment and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah Azza wa Jal, that will not increase Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingdom. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need our ibadah. But because we need it, Allah Azza wa Jal obligated us. And unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligates us, we wouldn't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligates us for our own sake, so that we can maintain that iman of ours that will be our ticket to Jannah. That will qualify us to live in this life in a meaningful way and be saved in the hereafter. And that is precisely why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to pray 5 times a day. Wallahi, it won't make a difference whether we pray 1 time, 5 times, 50 times or 1,000 times a day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates to Allah himself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am self-sufficient. I don't need your ibadah. I don't need your worship. I don't need anything from you. So the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do these things and commands us to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for our own sake, for our own iman, for that faith in our hearts to remain alive and to be strong. Otherwise, we will lose it. So a wise believer is the one that actually makes sure that they engage in this process of renewing their iman on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, annually. That you make sure that that iman in your heart is renewed. Because without it, there is no point of anything that you have. If you lose your iman, or if your iman is weak, then nothing is left for you. What defines you, what gives you the value that you have, is your belief, your iman, your faith. And now, you and I live under very intense circumstances, with all kinds of things happening around us. We're being exposed to fitna day and night. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that a time will come where fitna is going to be so prevalent and so intense that an individual will rise up in the morning as a believer, and by night, at the end of that day, that believer will lose his iman. The Prophet ﷺ confirmed. He said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا. A man will get up in the morning as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that individual will be exposed to elements that actually cause the erosion of his iman in his heart. And by the end of the day, he will be stripped, or he will lose that iman of his, and that individual will end up kafir. وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. And likewise, وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. A person goes to bed, comes home as a believer, and some intense fitna happens overnight, and that person loses their iman. And the worst thing that could happen to an individual is to die in that state of kufr, in that state of disbelief. So never take that faith of yours for granted. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night that Allah keeps that faith of yours strong in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to begin with, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla, in the verse that we hear every Friday, Allah azza wa jalla says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. He gives us a hint as to what it takes to keep that iman alive. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Be mindful of Allah as you should, in a manner that is befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty. Allah azza wa jalla deserves to be remembered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be respected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves for you and I to be aware of Him. If you lose your awareness of Allah azza wa jalla, if Allah azza wa jalla, the most powerful, self-evident reality of this existence of ours, if you become heedless or unaware, even for a moment, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, Allah's presence, if you become heedless of it, then that level of ghafla is, you might as well just forget who you are. That's a very dangerous state to be in, to be unaware of Allah azza wa jalla. So one has to be mindful of Allah azza wa jalla, because Allah is deserving of it. Everything within you and everything around you should remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah's power, of Allah's grace, of Allah's love, of Allah's generosity, without whom we won't be able to function, without whom actually we will cease to exist, let alone be able to function. Allahu Rabbul Alameen. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran tells us, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Most people do not really value or do not perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be perceived. They don't know the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't. So Allah says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. If you do that, If you keep yourself committed to taqwa, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. That perhaps will qualify you. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That you do not die except in that state of submission, in that state of iman. And that moment is unknown. My dear brothers and sisters, within the past 2-3 weeks, I don't know of any, maybe the early days of COVID, left and right, people that I personally knew, dropping dead or dying suddenly. Many of us. I personally in Hajj saw people that one moment they were doing talbiyah, the next minute they're gone. One moment they were saying La ilaha illallah. Fortunately, we should be envious of them. And the next minute, someone is saying La ilaha illallah on their behalf because they just dropped it. Different ages. Anytime. In this community, we have lost so many people. From the day I went until I came back, so many janazas. May Allah have mercy on all of them. May Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. So never take your iman for granted and be prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important thing is that you die upon La ilaha illallah. Which, by the way, in and of itself, when in a hadith, the sahaba asked, how do we keep our iman renewed? How do we revive and maintain our iman? He says, أكثروا من قولي لا إله إلا الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. Every now and then. Make sure that you always say لا إله إلا الله. Be upon لا إله إلا الله. May Allah عز وجل allow you and I to live upon لا إله إلا الله and die upon لا إله إلا الله. So that's one thing. That we maintain attachment and connection to this divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be always upon La ilaha illallah. Number two, my dear brothers and sisters, and I conclude with this. In the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see a man who was who had the strongest iman of all. Yet, he didn't take that for granted. And he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night to keep him upon faith. To keep him upon this iman. He will ask Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the most repeated du'as of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the most repeated supplications and prayers of the Prophet was, O Allah, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deen, keep me firm upon your faith or upon your religion. And of the du'a of the Prophet was, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amr wal'azimata ala al-rushd. O Allah, I ask you for a steadfastness in the matter, in this matter of ours. Meaning the deen, the religion. And determination upon guidance. Because guidance requires determination and commitment. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide our hearts. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect our souls. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive our sins. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله تعالى لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings be upon all of you, my dear community members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the soul of those of our community members who perished over the past 2 or 3 weeks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah bring comfort to the hearts of their family members and their loved one that they left behind. Every single one of these individuals, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I received the news, they were in my dua and my prayers during these blessed days of Hajj. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have accepted that from all of us. And for those who are able to perform Hajj and returned, alhamdulillah, welcome back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your deeds and forgive your sins. Remember that you are now experiencing a new beginning. This is one of the most powerful acts of spiritual renewals that you could engage in. But it's not the only one. Those who try their best during the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah to do dhikr and dua and fast. Those who maintain their daily prayers, those who get up in the middle of the night and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Allah azza wa jalla for guidance. Those who make tawbah every single day, as the Prophet taught us, to make tawbah every single day. You are engaged actually in that spiritual renewal. Remember that our iman needs to be renewed and revived and rejuvenated. Likewise, our hearts need that revival, as well as our relationships. Do not take any blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you in your life, be it a family member, be it a spouse, a child, a parent. Don't take any of that for granted. Make sure that you maintain these relationships in a manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that you are thankful for them. Make sure that you express how you feel to those individuals in your life that Allah blessed you with before it's too late, before a time may come where they're no longer there for you to tell them how you feel about them. Tell them now when it really matters. So not only do our iman or our faith in our hearts require or need that renewal, but also our relationships as well. My dear brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon my return from this journey to bless this community of ours and allow us, inshallah ta'ala, to work together bi'idhnillahi azza wa jalla for the betterment of our community members, our community itself, and also the larger society. We have a big, huge responsibility placed upon our shoulders. I'm told today, alhamdulillah, we have a campaign to do voter registration. Those of you who watched the debate last night must have come to realize the pathetic state that our nation is in, actually the world as well. It's really scary to know that the most powerful nation in the world has to choose between these two individuals. Wallahi al-Azim. The United States of America, with all its might and all resources and these brilliant minds that we have come down to these two individuals. You have to choose one of these two individuals. This is beyond me. If you told me this 30 or 40 years ago, I would have said, no way. No way on earth this will happen. And there's a lot to be said here about the state of this democracy. There's a lot to be said here, but this is not the place for it. So now there is an added responsibility upon us to take whatever privileges we have seriously. And it's not time for inaction or for us to say, oh, خلاص, we're doomed. من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم or فهو أهلكهم. Whoever says that people are doomed, he's the most doomed out of all of them. The very exercise of this particular right or privilege in and of itself is a huge moral responsibility. So all we're asking you is that you actually register. Make your presence felt. Even if you do choose not to vote later. Be counted. One of the most frustrating things for me during Hajj was that how on earth is our percentage 1.1% of the United States population? That's what the Hajj ministry in Saudi Arabia thinks, that the Muslim population in America is still somewhere between 3 to 4 million. That's because most of us just don't want to be counted. We don't want to be... I just don't understand why some of us are just not willing to do something that will take literally, how many seconds would it take to register? You can respond to me. 2 minutes? 2-3 minutes, that's it. So please make sure that if you have not registered, July 1st is the deadline for registering to vote in this upcoming election. All we're asking you to do is to register. Or even if you're already registered or you think you're registered, make sure that you register again, because sometimes they lose your voter registration. This is very common. It happened to me. I had to register 3 or 4 times since I moved to Tennessee. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah azza wa jal, the Almighty, bless our community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our brothers and sisters who are fighting for their dignity and for the dignity of the entire ummah. May Allah azza wa jal strengthen the people of Gaza and grant them decisive victory against their enemies. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-aleem. Tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم وسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم من كان منهم محسنا فأحسن إليه ومن كان منهم مسيئا فتجاوز عنه. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتننا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته فتوفه على الإيمان. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. Majid, are we good? We're good, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم اجعل السلام ومنك السلام وبركاته يا جلال الإكرام وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله السلام عليكم once again please make sure that you register or renew your voter registration, inshallah ta'ala, before you leave. The idea is not to really impact or affect the outcome of the presidential election. That's irrelevant anyways. The most relevant part is the local politics. Unless we are registered, we won't be able to have any impact whatsoever as individuals. But also as a voting bloc, it's very important for us to make sure that us and everyone within our circle is registered. If you are a U.S. citizen, make sure that you're registered. So please stop by. If you haven't done it, do it. If you have done it in the past or you're not sure, just do it to be on the safe side, inshallah ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum. Three other announcements, inshallah. Tonight we have our graduation recognition celebration. For all the graduates that have signed up, we have sent you the schedule to your emails that you've signed up with. Inshallah, that will start at 7. After Aisha, we also have a program tied to the theme called The Pursuit of Knowledge. And that's going to be with Ustadh Omar Alani and Ustadh Malik Shah, inshallah, talking about their past experience going through TISA and Bayan and pursuing their degrees. And then also we have the Food Truck Fridays for tonight. So Steak Escape Food Truck and the Snow Me Something Food Truck will be here between 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make sure to bring your family out for that. Tomorrow, we are resuming our weekly barbecues. So starting at 6:30 p.m., we'll be at the gazebos, inshallah. You can bring your family and friends, and that'll be going on until Maghrib. And then next week, we have the Miftah program. So we have Mufti Hussein Kamani and Mufti Abdul Wahab Wahid coming for the program about the journey of Musa. And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th. Make sure to register for that. You can register at miftah.org/musa. And there's flyers on both sides, inshallah. And we hope to see the whole community there. And also at that program, we'll be announcing the details of the next Miftah event, which is going to be Friday, July 19th, inshallah. And we'll let you know who the speaker and program is for that at the July 6th one. Jazakallah khair.